B-Pod Studios.
From Rock Hill to Mooresville, the MRL Show is on Kiss 95.1.
So why was I interviewed by the police?
I cannot wait to hear this.
So, you guys know that we held an episode of Live PD. You guys know that my car is it's just a Ford Taurus, and it has problems from time to time. And things don't work. Like, the back door sometimes won't work. Electronically, there happens to be issues from time to time with my car. Like, on my key fob, I can't lock my car for my key fob. I actually have to go inside my car to lock it. Well, I went to the store yesterday, and I got out of the car, and the alarm went off.
Okay.
And so another girl was putting up her groceries, and I hit the alarm button off and it on my key fob, and it wouldn't work. So I had to go back into the car, turn the car on, which stopped the alarm, and then turn the car back off.
Okay.
And so I get out, and the girl's like, "You having issues?" And I said something along the lines of, "I've only stolen it today. I haven't figured out how to use it, yet. And we laughed.
Right.
We both laughed. It was funny.
Yeah.
And hey, I closed the
I don't know how to work this car. I'm stealing it.
I just stole it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm at the grocery store. So I go up and I go grocery shopping, and when I come out, there happens to be a police officer parked right in front of my vehicle. And I go up and I put
blocking
my groceries.
Blocking you in?
Blocking me in. And I go start putting groceries in my car, and he hops out and he goes, is this your vehicle? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like,
"Oh, you didn't do that line where I don't know, I just stole it today?"
No.
That line went away.
I didn't do that line again. And he's like, "Hey, can I see your license and registration?" You know, because I guess he wanted to prove that it was my vehicle. And he's saying, yeah, someone said that this vehicle was stolen, but I didn't notice anything.
Yeah, like he could have run your tags.
Yeah, he goes, "I didn't see anything stolen." And I guess he just wanted to confirm that I, in fact, was the owner of the vehicle.
Right. Well, I guess, Manny, if somebody were to steal one of our cars while we were here on air, we would never know until we went out.
Yeah. So I guess even if it wasn't in the system, he wanted to confirm.
Right.
And he laughed and he goes, "I figured he kind of laughed about it. I was like, I figured this wasn't stolen."
So you think that woman that was laughing with you called the police on you?
I think she didn't like my joke. And the officer was really nice because he could have dinged me on an expired registration and he cut me a break.
Oh, good.
So he told me, like, make sure you get your stuff renewed.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but he's sitting there asking me about it. And he wouldn't really go into the specifically on who called.
Yeah.
He just said someone said this vehicle was stolen.
Because the girl you said it to laughed.
We both laughed. I got out. I was like, "Oh, I just stole it today. Still haven't figured out how to use it," which I thought is a great line.
That is funny.
I think it's funny, too.
Clearly, and by the way, I don't know how many people steal cars and
joke about it.
And joke about
and
it,
then
you
go
know?
To, you know, Publix to go shopping.
But you know what? Also, to be fair, Manny, good for her if for calling the cops because, you know, we say it all the time. If you see something, say something.
Yeah.
So maybe she just wanted to double check.
I wonder what other reason why the cops inadvertently got called on you. Like, what else could you be doing that the cops would get called on you? Like, somebody mistook it as a crime and then the cops show up and you're like, no.
This is Melanie in Charlotte. So you got called on for having a lemonade stand?
Yes, it was when I was younger with my friend, and we were having a lemonade stand. I was probably in, like, elementary school, maybe, like, 10 or 11, and apparently we were screaming too loud that there was lemonade for sale, and the neighbor called the cops, and he rolled up, and, I mean, he didn't say this because we were kids, but he was definitely like, "Screw that guy, I'm buying all the lemonade from you guys."
Hey.
Aww, that's nice.
That's awesome.
Thanks,
Melanie.
That neighbor's the one who's just be like,
"Yeah,
I bet they don't have a license to do that."
Yeah.
Oh, just snooty. And
cops got called to a lemonade stand.
Let's talk with Steven and Monroe. You work on pools, and someone called the cops on you.
I actually service pools and was actually working on the equipment and turned around. I was like in a rain suit, pressure washing the filters, had the equipment broke down and turned around and had 7-8 cops surrounding me, guns pointed at me.
Whoa!
I said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm working on the pool."
What does it look like I'm doing?
Oh, my gosh.
If you were a lawyer, you'd say, "I'm breaking into the house."
Go ahead.
I said, no, I'm just working on the pool, sir. And I had to pressure wash a wand. I threw it down. But, yeah, it was very adventurous.
Oh, man. I mean, come on, though. Wouldn't the cops, like, immediately see you in the equipment and go...
Or see your vehicle? Do you have an unmarked vehicle out front? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The drama doesn't end at 10.
They're caught up in drama.
listen to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Wrap-Up Podcast for lots of behind-the-scenes fun. After the show on Kiss 95.1.
So it's 2019 and we want to predict each other's future. Now, each of us was assigned a certain cast member of the MRL Morning Show. We were to write down what we thought would happen to them. And we now want to do the 2019 predictions and reveal them.
So we each have this envelope in front of us. Loren, why don't you go first? Ladies first.
Okay, I'm already, like, trying to hold my envelope up to the light anyway.
So read your prediction and then read who was the one that gave you that prediction.
Okay.
Which cast member of the MRL show?
Ooh. This one says, I predict that Loren and her husband will attempt for baby number two in 2019.
Ooh. That's a pretty good prediction.
That was a pretty good prediction.
Who did it?
That came from producer Nicole.
Oh, we know who did it? That's cool.
Yeah, they're all signed by who predicted
it. Oh, no.
Do you want yours back?
No, I don't want mine back.
No, they're not anonymous.
I thought it was anonymous. Oh, no.
Okay, a quick recap, Nicole. What's your thinking on that?
Okay, so, Lorenz had, like, open conversations before about wanting another kid. Mm-hmm. And I think that this year will bring her and her husband closer together. Like, because you were open last year about how you dealt with, like, the terrible twos of Cashton. And he got a new job. Going. And so, you know, I think this will be the year where you guys come together and
More settled.
And in that process, baby number two will come.
You know, what's funny about this is an active conversation currently.
Oh, really?
It's an active.
Don't call me psychic.
Cool. All right. Who should go next? I guess I will.
Yeah, you go.
All right.
Manny opening up his envelope. Oh, he's ripping the envelope for radio sound effects.
Super dramatic. Yeah. It says, Maney will get MRL into big trouble this year as a show. We will definitely be sitting in the boss's office in no time.
Oh, that's going to happen today. Who predicted that?
Loren.
The ring. You can't predict something that happens daily.
So she did a safe prediction.
No, but we get in, like, small little things where we have to sit in the office and, like, take our licks, but I predict that Maney will get us into some major stuff this year.
Like potentially show cancellation.
Maybe.
Ooh, okay. With all respect and to my defense, the last person to get us in trouble as a show was you because you bought furniture and the company doesn't love that idea. So,
yeah.
All right. Fair is fair. Uh-huh. Okay. We're going to hold on to these throughout the year.
I'm opening up mine.
And we'll let Nicole go last.
All right, this is my prediction. It was written by Maney. He says, oh, my God. This, in 2019, Roy will get bit by a raccoon. I thought for sure somebody said I was going to get engaged.
Yeah, that's what I would have said.
I guess that's a layup.
There's a better chance that Roy gets bit by a raccoon. I just had that, like, because he's hurt. We've heard so many stories about him.
I was attacked by a poisonous caterpillar.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like, I have a feeling you're going to walk to your car one day.
An owl.
Yeah, and an owl. You got attacked by an owl.
Let's use the word attack loosely.
It was plotting. You had it been there.
Okay. In air quotes.
All right. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
All right.
You go.
So that means.
Ladies first, ladies last.
That means I know the person who wished they would have stayed anonymous.
I wish I said. I really thought it was anonymous, y'all. I feel weird.
Okay. I predict that Nicole will become single.
Wow.
I really thought I was going to be anonymous.
Mine was just a shot in the dark.
No. Okay. You should have used a cue. I mean, engaged is a more likely possibility.
I don't think so. See, I think you're not going to get engaged because we all want you to get engaged. You're going to hold back. That's why I didn't do it.
Okay. I don't think Roy's the one holding back.
I had a conversation with Sterling last night. Trust me, engaged wasn't the best idea.
It wasn't?
Biting the raccoon, the raccoon biting Roy.
Yeah. Keep on wanting
more. One more of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show? Listen to the show's daily podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
We have a bit of a conflict of mascots, if you will.
I don't know if it's a conflict. It's just interesting to me. Like, Dean's in kindergarten. So he's got a little mascot that all the kids get to take home, and then they have to write a little article about it, you know.
Right.
Take pictures and show. So his is a crayon named Mr. Bright.
Oh, okay.
So Mr. Bright came to Greenville with us, and we took some pictures of Mr. Bright. Then Dean will write down, like, hey, Mr. Bright went to Greenville. He saw the waterfalls, and, like, I guess he'll stand up in front of the class and talk about it.
He's sure. Going to take a crayon?
Buddy, it's a stuffed crayon. I'll post a picture at the MRL show on our Insta.
I was about to say, he's going to lose that thing with all of his other crayons.
No, it's like a... You know, like a stuffed animal. So I mentioned that to producer Nicole, and she's like, what? My mascot was alive. And I said, yeah, Nicole, but this is kindergarten. She goes, yeah.
What did you have?
You know, I honestly can't remember 100%, but we had, it was either like a turtle or a hamster. Like, I remember having like class pets that for a weekend, it would be your turn to take them home.
Oh.
Hmm.
I didn't have that.
Right?
But maybe a turtle or something.
We had a hamster, I think, like in first grade, and then we may have had like a turtle in kindergarten.
But it stayed in the classroom.
Stayed in the classroom.
Yeah, we didn't have to take it home.
You never took it home.
Nicole is saying that she took it home, and then I told Amanda that, and Amanda's like, yeah, that's not weird. No.
What?
Yes.
All it takes is one kid to accidentally not take care of it.
Well, I think that's where. I mean, I'm pretty sure like my mom took care of it, but I would take pictures of it. And
oh,
stuff.
I'd be so annoyed as a parent too.
So would I.
I'd like, I have to take care of this stupid hamster all weekend. Thanks, my kid's six. They don't
Pass.
Know.
And what if it got out? No, I'm all set.
Jeez,
I told you, Nicole, do I know this show or what? I said, because it sounds stupid on paper, like, hey, tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about what mascot you brought. But I was like, I've got to mark this down because these two are going to go nuts.
That's because it's beyond your education and Amanda's education is beyond me. By the way, you're probably better off for it. Like, learning how to take care of a pet that young is probably better.
Well, yeah, it's like responsibility without having to commit to it, which I get it.
I mean, in high school, they didn't even, they let us take home an egg. We had to take care of an egg all weekend. That was in high school.
That was for the parenting thing.
It was like home ec or something.
Yeah.
Crap.
We had a Cabbage Patch kid. Nicole had a real baby, though.
I mean, it kind of was. It cried. It would cry at certain points.
You went to a rich school.
One of the people on the basketball team.
High school.
Yeah, in high school. That's what
I'm talking
about.
A child development class. You have to carry the baby around.
Yeah. Yours cried and stuff?
Uh-huh.
All right, mine didn't. Mine was a Cabbage Patch kid. Roy's was an egg.
Uh-uh. And it would physically leak. So I'll never forget being at basketball practice. And one of the girls had to literally stop running sprints because the baby was in the corner crying.
OMG.
You have to, like, change its diaper.
Yeah.
Well, just leave it in the car for practice.
Do we?
Okay. Roy.
Roy, what? That's bad. You'll get.
It's not a real baby.
You have to treat it like it is.
Okay. But it cries like one, and it is screeching.
Now, here's the question. That teammate of yours, does she have any children now?
No.
That's
birth
control.
Pretty sure she's gay.
A couple text messages coming in. Someone said, I remember Flat Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Flat Stanley.
So your niece will start doing this. You'll end up taking Flat Stanley to work or something.
I'm sure.
Area code 240 said, Nicole, my class did that too.
Yeah.
With the hamster.
You guys had to take home a living, breathing thing?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I was pretty pumped about it.
Area code 516.
You were probably pumped. Your parents probably weren't.
516 said, we got to take home a guinea pig in the first grade. I wonder if anybody had an incident with any of the live animals that had to come home from school.
Oh, could you imagine if your parents had to call the teacher and
That's
be like,
saying.
Fluffles didn't make it.
I don't want that responsibility.
You won't believe how many calls. 12 lines? 10 of them are filled up with people who took their animals from school home and something bad happened.
Jill in Min Hill, you brought a hamster home?
Yes, I brought a hamster home one weekend. I don't know if it got wet or something from the water bottle, but he started feeling under the weather, and we tried to, like, bring him back to life, but he ended up dying. My parents called the teacher, and the teacher was like, well, could you go out and get a new one? So we ended up going to buy a new one. It was bad. We ended up having a funeral in the backyard for it.
Oh, my gosh.
So did you get one that looked exactly like the old one?
It's hard to, you know, find one that looked kind of like the one, you know. But
And plus, you're going to tell all your friends in class, hey. Oh, my gosh.
Goodbye, Mr. Tickles, for you were awesome. You've been to 3 homes.
I think the lesson is that the teacher doesn't have to bring it home. On the weekend.
The morning show that loves looking at your summer vacation pics. The MRL Show on Kiss 95.1.
hey, why did you have to lie about your job? What kind of job do you do that you have to lie? I met a doctor yesterday who said that sometimes they don't tell people that they're doctors because they are not into giving free advice. Hey, Vinny in York, good morning.
Good morning. I was a nude model for a while there, and I got to go meet this girl I was dating, dad, at dinner, and we're sitting there at the dinner table, and of course comes up, what do you do for a living? And I just couldn't bring myself to say it.
Yeah, sometimes you have to lie about your job, and, I mean, did she eventually find out?
I mean, she knew, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Besides being painted in, like, an art class, what else do nude models, I mean...
That's about it. You get painted, and people draw you, and that's about it.
When was the last time you did that?
2013.
What'd you stop for?
I moved, and when I moved out here, I couldn't find a college that did it, because it should make, like, $25 an hour as a nude model.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say, college smallage, why don't you come in here and we'll paint you?
Yeah.
I mean, you pay me $25 an hour, sure.
We can give you $25 an hour. That's no problem. Plus food.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Vinny.
Down.
Put him on hold.
We just got a text message.
Hello, Van Gogh.
From 704 that says, I'm a pre-K teacher, and I don't tell people because they automatically assume I work in a daycare and say, oh, do you babysit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk with Anonymous in Cleveland County. We think you have a pretty cool job.
Well, it's cool sometimes.
Yeah, but why would you lie about it? Tell everybody what you do.
I'm a detention officer, and people ask weird questions, like if I know their neighbor.
So every day you're at the jail. And people want to know if their neighbors, if they could, because their neighbors have been to jail.
Oh, yes. And they start naming off, like, bad things that they've done. And they ask me not to arrest them, which I can't. I'm not authorized.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you are someone who keeps the inmates in line, basically. You watch over them.
With the babysitters.
Yeah. So, see, that wouldn't be my first question to you.
Like, what's your first question?
I mean, I'd be like, you see some weird stuff in there, like some, like... You know, you got to have thick skin in there, basically, I guess is what I would.
You definitely do. It's not for the faint of heart. There's some things that I've seen in there that are worse than what I saw in the medical field.
Wow. So do you ever know any of the neighbors?
Lauren, she doesn't want to give the dirt.
On occasion, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to know if any of the people, any of the inmates listen to the Manny, Roy, and Lauren show.
Oh, no, they're not allowed to have radios.
Okay.
You know, funny story, Anonymous. We had somebody ship us a calendar when I was a honeybee dancer.
It was a honeybee calendar of all the dancers in bikinis and stuff.
Yeah, and they asked me to sign it and ship it back to them in jail, and then it got returned back to me.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It looks like he got in trouble.
They will return stuff that I think it's like three pictures you can have and nothing too revealing.
Oh, it was revealing.
Yeah.
It was.
But he already had it.
Roy, jeez.
Thanks, Anonymous. But he had already had it. Like, did you get him one?
No. Oh, maybe I did. Maybe he wrote us and said,
yes.
Can you send me one?
Yes.
And we had an extra
That's
one.
That's what it was. Now, Chris and Charlotte, I don't understand his. Chris.
Yes.
Tell Roy and Lauren what you do.
I'm a director for the Charlotte area. I build new high-rises, apartments. I'm in the construction industry.
Oh, you know what? I'm trying to stone my fireplace right now, dude.
Oh, that's why he lies.
That's why I don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I
knew where you were going with that.
I want my weekend, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know why I knew that? Because I do that.
That's
when I hear somebody's in construction, I'm like, oh, I got this project I want to do at my house. I'm that person. I'm sorry, man.
Or do you know somebody that can help me, and then they expect it to be free, or they expect a major discount?
Yeah. And by the way, let's just put it out there. Chris said that he builds skyscrapers and he's changing the skyline of Charlotte.
Right,
and Loren wants him
to
stone his fireplace.
The trauma doesn't end at 10.
We're caught up in drama. Listen to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Wrap-Up Podcast for lots of behind-the-scenes fun. After the show on Kiss 95.1.
So I went to bed. You know, I go to bed pretty early to wake up for the radio show. And at around 2:10 in the morning, banging on my door. Loud. Very loud. I'm quickly trying to get dressed as fast as I can to go open the door. And open the door, and it's just a guy. And he's 100% sober. And he starts off with, "Hey, I didn't wake you, did I?"
It's 2:15 in the morning.
Like, you did. You did. It's 2 o'clock. Is everything okay? Are you okay? How can I? What's wrong? You know, he goes, "I have a bunch of friends over. I'm at just a couple apartments down from you, but on the other side of the elevator. And we drink all the beer, and I was wondering if you had any beer."
It's a national emergency.
Stop.
100%.
He was banging on the door with this kind of...
Yes.
Are you sure it was like...
I'm sure.
Had you ever met this person before?
No, I don't talk to my neighbors. So this guy was a complete stranger to me.
But he must have known you
that. Like, maybe he sees me or he knows I live there.
Unless you think he knocked on three doors before.
Yeah,
and you
nobody
were the first,
else answered.
You were the first perp that answered.
And I stand there, and I don't know why. I'm just kind of shocked, and I'm go, "Yeah, let me check the fridge."
You gave him a beer?
I don't know why. I guess I was just kind of perplexed about the whole situation. So I went back to the beer, and I don't have cases of beer, but like in the very far, far back of my refrigerator is
like random.
I think it's like an Oktoberfest beer. I gave him some old.
Well, just one?
Outdated. I gave him like two bottles that I had, and I don't have many beers, and he accepted. He very apologetic, but he banging on my door like something was wrong.
I think I would have just closed the door in his face.
"Hey, can I have a beer? You have a beer?"
Yeah, how old was he? Like, was it like
16.
Hiding from mom and dad.
His parents are out of town.
No, he's going to be in his early 30s, I'd say.
Our MRL show family gets us because somebody with a 704 area code texted and said, "I effing love Roy."
I do too, because not only did he get up, but he also went and got the beer. What am I going to do? Just tell the guy, "No, I'm already up. I might as well help him out."
Hey.
All right, this is Victoria from Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Who banged on your door in the middle of the night?
I had a neighbor a long time ago. They just started banging on my door, like emergency. I was thinking fire or something like that.
Right.
I grabbed my dog. I grabbed my friend. And they're like, "Do you have any butter? I'm making a cake."
Hey, do you live in Roy's building?
Yeah. What's wrong with people?
I have no idea. And I was like, "No, I have no butter." And I closed the door in their face.
That's what I probably would have done. Like, in the middle of the night, I'm
really
half asleep.
Really, you think so?
I don't even know that I would have answered the question.
Victoria.
As soon as he asked me for the beer, I probably just would have shut the door.
I was already awake and scared, you know? And I've kind of come to the conclusion, the people who are up all night think it's strange that other people aren't up when they're up.
Mm-hmm.
This is Charles in Lincolnton. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
So, I was living in Texas about 5 years ago. About 2:30 in the morning, loud banging on the door. I go to the door. I open the door. There is this guy who announces to me, "Texas State Bureau of Investigation, we have a warrant. Get on the ground."
Whoa!
You have my attention, sir.
Of course, they've got guns. I get on the ground. They get me in cuffs. They run my name. They do everything that they need to do and find out they have the wrong house.
Oh my God.
They were looking for my neighbor. It was in a duplex, but we both had the same address. I was A, he was B.
Oh, meanwhile, the guy in the B is flushing everything.
Yeah, he's already gone by the time they get to him.
Hey, Charles, you hold him for a minute, okay? Keep talking to
him. You just hear the commode going, people scurrying around.
Like, the shredder.
Okay. The State Bureau of Investigation does that too. Do they apologize? Because they still are on the hunt. They're still ready to get that right person.
Oh, like 14 shades of red and 30 minutes worth of apology.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's good. That's good to know. Thanks, Charles. Maggie in Fort Mill, tell Roy, Loren, and everyone else what the neighbor asked for.
My neighbor asked for a shovel and a pair of gloves.
Oh, no.
Oh, they committed murder.
What time was that?
It was, well, okay, I'm a little bit older, so it was probably about midnight.
That's still pretty late to be asking for that.
Strange. Thanks, Maggie.
I can't find a reasonable reason why you would need a shovel and gloves at midnight.
KX95.1, catching cheaters with the War of the Roses.
Michelle, you've been with your boyfriend for about 9 months, you said, but you found something while he was out of town that leads you to believe that he's cheating. What was it?
So he's out of town, and I'm taking care of his dog, by the way. And I was just, like, you know, going through stuff, and I just found a bunch of women's clothes in a closet. And that's unsettling, to say the least.
Is there an ex-girlfriend that you think maybe... Because what I think immediately is it's either a sister or... It's an ex-girlfriend that used to live there that just kind of bailed on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't have any sisters, and it's a lot of clothes for it to be an ex. It's like, it's a full wardrobe.
maybe he's transitioning.
Well, yeah, or he likes to wear these clothes.
Yeah.
I would like to know.
I mean, what
it's
do you...
It's something you feel like you want to know either way.
I think it's an ex-girlfriend. If he's wearing the clothes for fun, I'd also like to know that. I called him, and he wouldn't explain it to me. So whatever it is, it's bad.
Is he still out of town?
Yeah, he's still out of town.
Oh, well, I feel like you already brought this up to him. I don't know that...
Well, I mean, maybe it's somebody else's clothes. But why would he let you, like, why wouldn't he lock that door or something like that?
Well,
you
that
know?
Looks even shadier. He probably figured she wasn't going to go in the closet.
All right, well, let's call him. And we'll find out who Jeff sends the romantic package to.
I'm going to go ahead and dial him up, okay? I think I'm going to try cell first.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Jeff, please.
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, Jeff. My name's Katrina. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Text to Win contest. You are one of your friends, entered you, and you've won a dozen beautiful red roses to send to someone you love.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I do have these roses. Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send them to? We can send them anywhere in the country.
Actually, I do. My girlfriend, Michelle, I think she'd really appreciate them.
Okay, and I also have a card to go with these roses. Do you have something you want to write?
Sure. How about, babe, I love you, and I look forward to sending many more of these to you.
You don't want to write anything about the ladies' clothes in your spare bedroom on that card?
Whoa.
Excuse me?
That was quick, Loren. I mean, just right for it.
Well, he's sending them to her. What else am I going to get out
of that? That's true.
Jeff, you're on War of the Roses on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
It's a segment where we try to catch cheaters, bud.
Well, I can assure you I'm not cheating.
Michelle is on the phone, too, and she called us to find out what's going on with the clothes in your closet.
Babe, is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, I told you I'm at work. It's very complicated and hard to explain, and that I would explain it when I got home. So obviously, you don't trust me. So
I don't trust that you won't tell me what could be so difficult to explain.
Okay, what I do is I help businesses, startups, different things on social media, and a lot of what my clientele involves. Photo shoots, and I've gotten to this kind of odd little niche where I help women do fashion blogs. So
what?
I have, okay, what do you mean what? It's true. I'm not, why would I lie about and fabricate some crazy thing?
Why are you providing clothes for people?
Because it's a service that has allowed me to generate exorbitant amounts of income, and I'm going to actually continue to do it because I've found this local niche where, you know, there's all these startup. Everyone wants to be an Instagram model and write these fashion blogs. And so I have a big yard. I live in Huntersville. And I do these exterior shoots in my yard where I have all different kinds of, not necessarily costumes, but kind of up to, you know, up to date fashion, you know, different types of clothes. And I get different manufacturers to send me clothes for them to promote their clothes.
Coming to your house and putting and like modeling for you, and you're taking pictures of them.
They're not modeling for me. They're modeling for their blog or their certain thing.
Okay, Jeff,
that's what I do.
Listen, I'm I mean, and I'm new to this world, but I have a blog, and I'm pretty sure that the bloggers are supposed to provide their own stuff. That's why you're following them, because it's their style. But
I do see how it looks bad, and it's not anything that I was hiding per se, and I'm a little perturbed that she would go snooping around and then automatically assume the worst.
What do you want to do from here, Michelle? Okay, she's going to come to the next shoot. Fair enough.
That's a good idea.
Kiss 95.1, catching cheaters with the War of the Roses.
So last week we did War of the Roses with Michelle and Jeff, and we'll play a clip of it for you right here so that you can get caught up if you missed it. But Michelle is back on hold.
Mm-hmm.
I will warn you, and producer Nicole has warned us, that it's a little more adult-leaning, this one. So if you have small ears in the car, we understand. If you got a flip, we invite you to come back here. Just give us about 5 minutes to get some of this little older-leaning content out of the way. But here is the War of the Roses with Jeff and Michelle from Thursday.
Michelle is on the phone, too, and she called us to find out what's going on with the clothes in your closet.
Babe, is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, I told you I'm at work. It's very complicated and hard to explain, and that I would explain it when I got home. So obviously you don't trust me, so...
She doesn't.
I don't trust that you won't tell me. What could be so difficult to explain?
Okay, so you know what I do for a living, right? Okay, so what I do is I help businesses, startups, different things on social media, and a lot of what my clientele involves photo shoots, and I've gotten to this kind of odd little niche where I help women do fashion blogs. So
what?
I live in what? What do you mean what? It's true. I'm not, why would I lie about it? Fabricate some crazy thing.
Providing clothes for people?
Because it's a service that has allowed me to generate exorbitant amounts of income, and I'm going to actually continue to do it because I've found this local niche where, you know, there's all these startup, everyone wants to be an Instagram model and write these fashion blogs. And so I have a big yard. I live in Huntersville.
I do care about you. I do care about you, Jeff. And
what do you want to do from here, Michelle? Okay. She's going to come to the next shoot. Fair enough.
That's a good idea.
I'm more than happy with that. That's fine. Again, I love you too. And I want to be with you. And it's not anything. I mean, obviously there is some mistrust. If you went in my closet and automatically went to that assumption.
I almost wish he was cheating on me because it was so much worse. So I got there and there were two, you know, fashion bloggers who had shown up. And one of them was like going in the back to the, you know, the closet that started it all. And then the other girl calls out to him and she says, "Hey, we're not taking our clothes off for this one. This is the first shoot I haven't taken my clothes off for."
Sounds like maybe she was joking, like she knew you were on War of the Roses or something, though.
So she said to me, she was like, I was like, "What are you talking about? What are you talking about taking your clothes off?" And she says, "Oh, I take my clothes off for adult sites, and he photographs and films us, and we upload them and make a ton of money that way." He's like, Jeff is a pornographer. I mean, what?
So this is not a fashion blog at all, clearly.
No, it is not a fashion blog. It is not a fashion blog. He is, like, involved in, like, adult pornography business.
I don't understand that. This doesn't make sense to me, because why would he invite you to the photo shoot if there was a chance for this to be...
So clearly he had talked to them and given them instructions beforehand, saying like, "Hey guys, my girlfriend's coming and we're going to keep our clothes on." That they weren't going to be taking their clothes off, because obviously they don't get money unless they take their clothes off.
See, that's what I want to know. Like, he's not forcing them to do anything.
No. He's not forcing them to do anything. They're paying. They're like giving him a cut of the money from their
site. It's a striptease video.
I found out all about adult websites.
Oh my God. And I hate that was his cover.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Did you film one or what?
Yeah. No.
And how do we get in on this?
Too far. Bring it back.
I need extra income, Roy.
Nobody wants to film you.
That's a good point. Does he do videos where you put the clothes back on?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I could have lived with that, but...
Did you walk out?
So you guys might like this. This is the one thing that I'm proud of with all of this. I screamed at him, and then I went into the closet, and I stole the most expensive, beautiful cream.
Heck yeah. You deserve it.
Yeah, girl.
So, I'm done.
All right, well, thanks for coming on and giving us the update, Michelle.
Thanks.
Want more of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show? Listen to the show's daily podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
It is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day!
Hey.
Yeah, and we want to play this wonderful game by, I'm going to fill my mouth with peanut butter and jelly, and then you have to guess what I'm singing.
With a mouthful of goobers.
Yep, smoked peanut butter and grape jelly.
That sounds good.
No bread, though, right?
Nope.
No bread. Okay, so I'm going to
give them the bottle of goobers if they win, maybe.
Yeah, with my spoon.
Oh, make no mistake, I'm eating the rest of this when we're done.
All right, I'm getting a big old spoonful.
Yeah. Did you bring water in here to help wash it down?
No.
I don't.
But I have a water, buddy. I will...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Donate my water to you. I haven't even opened it yet.
So do I need to fill my mouth completely up to where
it's...
Okay. Let me hear you talk.
Do I need more?
Yeah, a little bit more. Just a little bit more.
A little bit more of my Coke.
What about smoke?
Well, it's good. I want to eat it.
Hi, Allie.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Good morning, y'all.
All right.
This is so good.
That was a lot more.
Here, do you like peanut butter and jelly, Allie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta have it toasted, though.
Oh, toasted. A lot of people don't like the goobers, but Roy has the goobers, which is the jelly mixed with the peanut butter.
It's melting in my mouth.
And he's gonna sing the lyrics to a song. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go, Roy.
Glory, I just see you kind of fun for season. The same woman's where we were. Sky high in Colorado.
Lorette. Take more.
More? Where's my spoon?
Oh, I have it. Sorry. I didn't want to use your spoon.
Reload.
Don't take offense to that.
Don't answer yet, Allie. This is actually funny.
It is?
Allie, do you know what song this is?
I have no idea.
Oh, really?
Good. Let him keep going.
Yeah, Roy. He just took a huge scoop of Coopers.
It looks like it's majority.
I got nothing. Not even a little bit.
When you get to the middle, it looks like it's the majority of it is jelly.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Go ahead, Roy. Hit it again with a huge mouthful of peanut butter and jelly.
It's so gross.
That's the worst one.
Yeah, hi, Colorado. You look like you got the bottle. I remember how bad I knew you.
Do you know
it now? For the love of God, tequila.
Okay, what song was that?
Tequila.
There you go. There you have it. Congratulations. Okay, tequila, Roy.
Oh, man, that was a lot harder than I thought. And it was way more grape jelly than peanut butter.
Yeah, it's gooey in the middle.
Yeah, good job, buddy. Keep
on wanting more. Want more of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show? Listen to the show's daily podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Well, here we go. We all wrote questions for each other. Nicole took the best of those questions and asked us while we were attached to a polygraph machine. And now I get my results.
I'm nervous for you.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm nervous. I guess, I don't know. It's just a weird feeling.
It's a weird feeling.
You're on the hot seat for sure.
Knowing that someone could tell if you're lying or not is scary.
Yeah. Let me unbutton my button.
Oh.
I just want to...
eyes forward, mister.
I just want to warn you, I'm fragile today.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. What you got, producer Nicole?
All right. Have you ever farted while moving furniture?
Ew. You asked that question, Roy.
My wife is listening, and my son, and quite honestly, my son's teachers.
Well, you were truthful about your yes answer. I don't know if I want an explanation.
Yeah, we don't need one now.
So embarrassing. Come on.
All right, let's spice things up. Have you ever lied to Roy to protect his feelings?
Ooh, I'm very fragile.
He said, no.
God, totally a lie.
That was a lie.
Oh! buddy.
You've protected his feelings before.
What did you lie about?
He's kind of a good friend, though. I don't know.
You kind of know, dude. Like, we go, you know.
Hey, how do I look in this?
Yeah. You know, and like, Roy's like, oh, I feel awful today. I ate like crap last night. And I'll go, bud, you look great. I'm his hype man. What do you want from me?
Thank you.
But also, sometimes I'll be like, buddy. But then that's annoying, too. Like, he doesn't need me to tell him that he can't have a donut when we have Dunkin' in here. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Are we done? How many was that?
Oh, we ended on three. Have you ever had a gay experience?
Oh, what?
Shut up, Lorraine. I know you asked this.
Oh, my God.
I didn't ask this question. That I think that's why it's even more funny to me.
He said no. That's true.
Oh, good.
Oh.
I don't know why you act like you wouldn't know the answer to that, but... maybe you got away.
Because honestly, I didn't want to have to defend myself because if I was deceitful on that, anything I said afterwards wouldn't have meant anything.
Yeah.
Holy cow. All right.
All right, but we saved the best for last here. So the last question that we asked is, do you ever miss your old showmates?
Oh, yeah. Drex and Cass used to be on the radio show before us.
He said no. Mm-hmm. He seemed very confident. That was a deception.
What? Are you serious?
That was a...
What?
Maybe.
Shush.
You don't like us?
What? See?
So you miss them and you don't like us?
Let me think about this for a second. Why would show up as deceptive?
Please, consider.
I'd like to hear your backpedaling out loud, not in your head.
The people that had abandoned you.
I know.
And by the way, didn't also bring you great ratings.
The only thing I can think of, the reason why that machine might pick up deception, is because I feel like it's, like Roy just said, it was a failure. And maybe somewhere deep down inside, I wished that that show worked. That's all I can think of.
Because you took it as a personal failure?
Dude, I love you guys. And, you know, I don't even talk to him. And I hardly talk to her ever.
Yeah.
But you miss him.
I do not. Shut up. Stop.
That's what the polygraph machine says.
I'm telling you that everybody got to answer. That's my answer. Is I feel like maybe deep down inside the polygraph was reading that I feel like because it was a failure and I moved here with Drex. And maybe because it didn't work out, that is why it's showing
deception.
Was
your friendship stronger with you and Drex versus me and you?
No. No, no. Well, it was different.
Yeah, you guys had babies at the same time. Like, you had a lot of, like, similar life experiences happening at the same time. So I would imagine that you would bond over those experiences.
Now, people listening might not even know, but yeah, I there was another show here before Roy and Loren came, and I was part of that for... By the way, two years. I've been with this show and been so much happier with this show. We've gotten such better ratings.
Okay,
we love each other.
Yeah, we've been together now for four.
Yeah, and go, if you want to find out how I feel about that old show, go read my wife's last Facebook post that she posted like 3 days ago, where it was like the four-year anniversary of the breakup. Anyway, is that it?
That's it.
Thank God.
Interesting.
You definitely
I feel like
had...
I just gave birth.
I think Manny definitely had the hardest of the three of us.
I do, too.
As far as questions go.
What else is new? We can handle it.
From Rock Hill to Mooresville, the MRL Show is on Kiss 95.1.
So here we go with the 10 questions, Lorraine. Let's find out if you are deceptive, which means lying, or truthful.
I feel like I'm finding out with you guys.
All right. First question. Do you think your dancing years were the best years of your life?
Oh, my God.
She said yes. That is true.
Yeah. Dude, I traveled everywhere. I went all over the world when I was dancing.
Better than being on the radio where thousands and thousands of people access you.
So it's just different. Quite honestly, it's just different because dancing is like one of my first loves in life. Mm-hmm. And radio came a little later on. I was young. I was fit. Not to say that I'm not fit now. I mean, but I don't work out as much as I used to, you know? So I had some really good times on the court and then doing handshake tours for USO. So
did she answer that pretty quickly? If you can remember, Nicole?
Yeah. So there's some like with Roy, when he answered his, it was like he would answer and then he needed to explain.
Pause, yeah.
For hers, it was facial movements.
Okay.
So like there's some where, I mean, it's either yes or no on all of them.
Yeah.
But it's either like, or an eye roll or like, here's where things get shooken up.
Oh, oh great. Boy.
Have you ever thought about quitting radio to focus on your blog? So before she answered, she laughed. And she said no. Well, that was her first deception.
I am definitely... Okay, so let me just say this. I've never truly thought about leaving radio, but I've thought about the scenario that we got canned here, and I could focus on that.
Oh my gosh.
My answer was
quit. But you said no.
Yeah.
And you were deceptive.
Now going the next question about radio, would you quit the radio station if it required you to work a full 9-hour day? She said, oh, no, although 9 hours is a long time, but no. That was a deception.
Really? See, and I feel like I feel like that's true because I've had jobs in the past where I've had to work like 10 hours in a shift.
Next question. Does Manny annoy you?
Come on. That's easy.
The answer was yes, and that is true. Yeah.
I love you, buddy, but yeah, sometimes you work a nerve.
You're pretty heavy.
Somebody's got to do it. I'm not mad.
And the last one, do you think everyone on the show contributes equally?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. She said,
hold on a second. Let me think about that for a second.
Yeah, you kept the like heavy ones for last.
Yeah.
Do you think everyone on the show contributes equally? How she took that. Good question, Roy.
Good question, me.
I don't remember writing that one.
Yeah, because we don't know who these questions came from. Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for what she said?
Yeah.
She said no. And that's true.
Whoa!
Ooh, who's doing the... Ooh, I want to be inside Loren's mind.
Do you want to care to explain?
Yeah, it's fine. I do care to explain. So I just feel like Roy does all these things outside of the show with the podcast captain and everything else. So I feel like he's constantly working, even when he's not working on the show. And I just feel like Manny is so creative that his mind is constantly going. And I'm not trying to blow y'all skirt up.
Please don't.
I really do. I feel like the two of you are so talented.
So you're the one that doesn't do enough on the show?
I guess.
You want more work?
I don't want more work, but I think the two of you are so talented that I don't feel like sometimes it's...
I don't buy it.
Okay. I mean...
I was hoping you're going to Manny's dead weight. Let's knock them off. That's what I was hoping.
Believe me, I think we're getting a political spin right now.
No, I swear that's how I feel.
I want to put you on that polygraph test right now and see.
Yeah. But you work so hard in a different aspect. Like I'm telling you, your mind is so creative and works in a way that mine doesn't.
Thank you.
That I have to give that to you.
Nicole, I would like to change a few answers after hearing Lorraine's nice talk about me.
The morning show that loves looking at your summer vacation pics. The MRL Show on Kiss 95.1.
The lie detector, a real polygraph machine, was strapped to us. We were asked questions. Now it's time for the results.
The first question that Roy was asked, do you like being the podcast captain for Beasley Media Group? He responded, yes, that was the truth.
Wow. I do enjoy it.
All right, question number two. Do you find Manny attractive?
Here we go.
He responded, sure, yes, he was deceptive.
What do you want me to say?
And that is exactly. He said, sure, yes. What do you want me to do? Call him ugly?
Yeah. You're not ugly, but I'm not attracted to you.
Roy, on the other hand, he ain't my type.
All right, our first deception.
Oh, I love it.
Next question. Are you a fan of Loren's blog?
Mm.
This one was one of the long-winded things, but overall, he said no. And that was true. But it said, that's complicated. I would like to clarify.
Hang on. You asked, are you a fan of Loren's blog? I said, no, because I don't go to your blog every day. I'm not a...
I don't hate it.
No, that's not that. But you know how that question is phrased.
Are you a fan of it? And I don't go to it every day. I don't consume it every day. Like, I'm a fan of, like, How to Get Away with Murder on Netflix. But I'm not a fan. I don't go to your blog. So...
But he wasn't deceptive on that. He said...
That was the truth. Okay. Actually, yeah. Not, yeah. Next question. Have you ever wanted to quit the show?
Oh, boy.
Before or after a long pause, he said no. He was being deceptive.
We've had some bad meetings.
Oh, my God.
There was a period when our ratings weren't going up, and I was like, you know what? Maybe this is it.
I loved it. The polygraph realized that he was lying.
But don't you think everybody at their day-to-day job, like, at some point is like, God, I got to quit this thing. Like, at some point, I'm not saying, like, every day you feel right. like that, but like Roy said, you leave a meeting, and you're like, I'm just beaten down today.
Yeah, but to have quitting as the answer, I mean, I need a paycheck.
Last question.
This is it.
Would you leave this show for another show if they offered you more money than you're making here? He said, yes. That is true.
Oh, my gosh, Roy.
Hang on.
And then, hold on, it's not done here. He continued to go on. I would try to bring everyone with me.
Yeah,
it's
would.
Not selfish. That was a deception.
What does he mean? That was a deception. No,
it automatically spiked.
When he said that, yes. that he would bring everyone, yes. it went up.
It went up.
Hang on. I can't bring. I would try to bring.
See, this is why you only answer. This is why you only answer yes or no.
Yeah.
You gave extra. She didn't unattach you, and the machine went up.
Okay. I want to explain myself.
Okay. How about it?
Listen, it's business. At the end of the day, if we're trying to renew our show and we're not happy and management isn't paying us, guess what? We walk. That's just business. It's the business we're in, right? Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and so we would try to take our show everywhere, but like, Aaron's lives in Charlotte. We can't take Aaron.
No, you know what the question meant.
I would try to take my main pieces, but besides...
Excuse me,
well, but if you were to move across the country,
Aaron yelling, it's a Roy. Now, so I honestly don't know how I feel about that question either, because I mean, I love working with you guys,
yeah.
But see, I've been in the business for so long, I really don't want to go start again somewhere with a whole new show. Like, I love this crew.
That's kind of how I feel too.
On, I don't either, but I'm just
so
saying.
So I guess I would have said no.
No. I'm telling you, I did not, because when I think of the show, I don't think of it as,
already felt guilty about this answer, which is why you knew we were going to be heard about it. And
because it's complicated.
Oh, why? Did you have an offer?
I did. Last contract, yeah.
Was it more money?
It was more money here, yeah. It was more money than here. And let me tell you something.
But you stayed.
And at the time, they only wanted me. And I said, you know what? I'm a package deal. If you want me, you got to take the whole show with you.
Yeah, I got left at the altar once already. I can't do it twice.
But that's what I was trying to express, is that even if it was just for me, I wouldn't want to break us apart. Okay. You know what I mean?
I think we're more powerful together.
Well, the line detector said that was deception.
we don't ever not go against the lie detector.
From Rock Hill to Mooresville, the MRL Show is on Kiss 95.1.
It's time for Mystery Box. Producer Nicole is out of the studio getting a blindfold on, and inside is just a chocolate donut.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell her about some facts involving the donuts to maybe kind of scare her a little bit.
Okay.
But she's going to go in here, and she can only use her fingers to figure out what it is.
Yep, and it's mushy. We mushed up the donut, so it's not a circle at any anymore. It's got chocolate icing on top, so it's going to be kind of messy. And it's in, for you guys who are paying attention, it is in a little fish tank where we can see through, but she'll be blindfolded, so she can't see it.
All right, Lorraine is bringing producer Nicole into the studio. Hi, welcome to the studio. Now, I will tell you, Nicole, in 2017, the item that you're going to touch claimed the life of one man.
Excuse me?
And one man died from this item that's in this box in 2017.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Is that for
just
real?
One man, so that's not...
It's not too bad.
Not too bad.
Your odds are pretty good.
Can you tell me the context of how he died?
Well, I can't, because it would give away the item.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This item is also old.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, reach in.
No.
No.
No, right. Like you're ready.
All right, her hands are just now going into the box. She keeps bringing them back out. She's very scared. Just she's quickly jamming her fingers into the box.
Can I kill it? Is that a thing?
No, I think it's already
pretty,
dead.
It's pretty much dead, yeah.
It's not alive.
Was it ever alive?
Just touch it.
Now she's concerned for the humanitarian purposes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, she's reaching
out. Stop, Marin! I always help you out.
What does it feel like? Describe it for our audience.
Okay. Okay, It's squishy! Is it a jellyfish?
No, why are you yelling? We're all right here. No, it's not a jellyfish.
Sorry. You're blindfolded. You don't have earplugs in.
Yeah.
It's not a jellyfish.
No, it's not
a jellyfish. No.
Why did you say that?
Because it's squishy and you said it was dead and it killed someone and I've been stung by a jellyfish, so I know it hurts.
Okay. Nicole is barely touching it, you guys. Just the fingertips.
Oh,
she's grabbing it.
Okay, I got it in my hand.
Okay, tell us what you feel.
Is it Play-Doh?
It's not Play-Doh.
Okay.
So describe what you're feeling.
Okay, so it is a squishy Contex.
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, it really feels like Play-Doh.
Do you want to eat it or smell it?
I'll smell it, I guess.
By the way, Nicole, you're the only one in the Carolinas that doesn't know what it is because we've told everyone.
Oh, this is a donut!
Yes, in 2017, a man choked and died while eating one of these. It is a donut.
It's from last week. We brought it back from Duncan.
And you kept it? That's more concerning.
I think he found it in his car.
It had fallen out of the box. There you go.
I really thought it was a jellyfish.
You screaming over a donut was great.
Isn't it so funny? Because we've all played Mystery Box, and you have no idea what's in there. One time what did we have in there?
The crickets.
Yeah, crickets in there. Yeah. Which then
crickets
started
were alive. They were jumping.
Yeah, it started a cricket infestation here at the radio station.
A pig's foot?
Yeah,
we had a pig's foot in there.
I slapped you.
It was an old pig's foot.
It was different times.
Yeah.
We've done a raw egg in there. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was weird.
I remember one time we put a pine needle in there and it poked our old producer and she flipped out. She thought she got bit by something. It was like a porcupine or something.
Get up. All the hits all day. And Manny, Roy, and Loren in the morning. Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.